with Zach Noe Towers.
Andrea Jin. We're finding out we're a dragon fruit. Passion fruit?
Dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit. And yes. It's from South America.
Dragon fruit's from Central and South America. I had no idea.
So you were like right. Like,
yeah.
Mexico's Central America, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
Oh no, I might edit this part out.
We don't know any geography.
Okay, but you just moved here from?
From Vancouver.
Is that where you're
Canada,
born yeah. and raised?
I was born in Shanghai in China.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Yes, and then, have you been?
No.
You should go.
I love, this sounds so like weird. Asian food is like my favorite food.
Yeah.
Like all of it. Like sushi, pho,
yeah.
Banh mi, like yeah. all, like everything.
Do you like Chinese food ever?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, honestly, even in the Midwest, it was like Chinese buffets. I know that's not like accurate, but like I have like very like warm memories of like Crab Rangoon until I like
Ooh.
Was sick, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I love those Chinese buffets until I have to throw up.
Yeah.
But then it's like, that's fun.
It's great until then. but yeah, but I've been to Thailand. That's like the only place
How
in
did
Asia
you like
I've been
Thailand?
To. It was so much fun. I went when I was still drinking and doing drugs. I went with two of my gay friends and it was just like a mess.
Oh my God. Like How long were you there for?
I think like 10 days, mainly in Bangkok.
Oh.
And we just like did little day trips.
That's fun.
Yeah. But it was like, again, a blur.
Yeah, yeah. But that is the time to go when you're drinking and doing drugs. Like, I wouldn't go when I'm like trying to stay clean, you know? Because, like, what am I going to do? Just go to a local shop? Like, what the
A
fuck?
Night market? And you're yeah. like, I got some underwear.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you could do that in LA, I'm sure. Just go to, like, Thai Town or something.
1,000%. Okay, but this is so exciting. And for everyone who doesn't know Andrea Jin, you're such a funny comedian.
Thank you.
And you get that a lot, I hope.
I think so. Sometimes.
You're so... You know how it's kind of rare for like a comic to really like laugh at another comic?
Yeah.
Does that make
true.
Sense?
Yeah.
You're one of those people. You make me laugh.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I get what you mean because we watch so much stand-up.
That it's like good joke. Oh, yeah, yeah, ha, yeah. That's funny. But like... laugh, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But likewise, like I saw you at, I mean, I've seen you at West Side, yeah. And then I saw we were on the same show together, Faded, last week. You were so funny.
You're so sweet.
Was
you're
that? So sweet. So yeah, no, we're both very funny.
Yes, that has been a stat. Minute three has been established. But what's so exciting is you're about to do your, oh my God, I can't believe I have notifications on.
It's okay.
You're about to do your first late night set. Yes. Is it your first? It's your first.
It's my first one.
Wow.
Yeah.
For Corden?
For James Corden. Wow. And that should be, yeah, that should be fun.
It's going to be so right? fun. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm trying to get rid of the you know, and the you knows.
Drag them from my cold, lifeless hands.
Yeah, it's so hard. It feels like I'm not even talking when I don't say like or or, you know.
It starts to feel like very fake. Like,
yeah, there's just so much silence.
Uh huh.
Right.
My manager's been trying to tell me to cut out yums.
Yeah.
Every other joke, yum.
You say yum too much. You need to stop enjoying
your set. Do you laugh at yourself?
I do a lot.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I'm having fun.
Yeah, exactly. When I'm having the most fun, I'm laughing.
Yes.
But then, you know, I can see on a tape how it can seem bad
sure.
for some reason. Why is that bad? Why is it bad that we laugh at ourselves? Is that...
Maybe it's like self-congratulatory?
People need to learn to love themselves so that when they see that we love ourselves, like, that like, they're not uncomfortable with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is where I come from, too. I'm just like, that's funny. Like, yeah. I'm like, as I'm saying it, I'm like, this is silly and fun. And like, I agree. You should be laughing.
Exactly. I think it's like, I think I laugh the most, though, when I'm like borderline bombing.
Oh, yeah. I laugh when I'm... There's like a pivot moment in a set where I'm like, well, I'm done trying to appease these people.
Yes.
And now it's just like silly that I'm up here with the microphone in my hand.
I know. And just like so much rejection, getting so much rejection from so many people at the same time. in the rudest way possible. Not even, they're not trying to like fake it. Like they're fully just like,
yeah. And then it becomes funny for a completely different reason.
I know, exactly. So that's fun as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're preparing a whole thing, a thing comics do, because I don't know if I've ever talked to someone about their late night set before. Like you're like running your set all around town.
Yeah, I have been. And not all, every show was like ideal for it. So I didn't actually run it that much. I would say I ran it twice so far, and I have three more times this weekend. So that should be fine. But like it was just the shows before, they weren't set up for it. You know, like
you'd be fine if you did it tonight.
Right. I think so.
I honestly think that they, once they approve someone for a late night set, they should send a camera to a random show that you don't know they're filming and get you like raw and real in your like natural habitat.
You know what? I agree with that. I think that would be great because we know our set already, like getting it already. That's like the hard work is done because they just wanted the material that they wanted. So then it was like, okay, approved. So then I should just do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have notes for the entertainment industry. Okay, so, but this is a sex podcast. A lot of people don't know that when they say yes.
Oh, I to doing no, it. You told me. You were like, okay, do you want to do my sex podcast? I was like, yes.
Okay, yay.
So I'm on board.
It's so funny, too, because you're good friends with Sophie Buttle.
Mm-hmm.
And
love
I've
her.
Been trying to get her on, but as we both know, she, quote unquote, lives in L.A.,
I know.
Never here.
She's never here.
She works too much.
She's here like 3 days a month. You know?
It's wild.
I know.
But I'm so happy to have you. And I guess the first question is, do you remember the first thing that made you like aware of sex?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's like a visceral memory.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. It was like... It was so unsexy too. Like, oh my God. Like... It was a catalog. It was like a lingerie catalog,
okay,
of like Walmart or something. It was like of like basic like nudes, you know,
do the job.
Yeah, yeah. Like literally just like underwear that you would wear if you just didn't.
We're running out of laundry.
Yeah, want laundry and you're wearing white that day. So you're wearing like nude bra and nude like underwear. So it was like just that. And it was, the Walmart lingerie catalog of like headless women too.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'm bisexual. So then that was my first awakening of like, and I was like, why do I like looking at
something's
this?
Something's going on.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, why do I like looking at this? It was like, these just like headless women in like not sexy lingerie of, can I even call it lingerie? It's literally
I don't know what the definition of lingerie is, but I definitely want to put like granny panties like in it.
It fully is that, but then I think it was just like, the body of it. I don't know, but
it was probably nice bodies and maybe some cleavage.
It was a lot of cleavage. That's the thing.
But I am picturing those like the women's underwear that like, is control top a word?
I don't know.
Okay,
it
comes up like almost to the belly button, like
high waist.
Yes, yeah. And it's just like a quilt of fabric.
Right. That would be, I think, difficulty level would be harder for me, but it was low. Thankfully, it was like low rise.
And okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. Because otherwise, you'd be like, oh, you're asexual. You're not any.
You're in a diaper, I think.
That's not any sexuality. But it was that. And then I remember just being like, oh, like, you know, just that, like, it's almost like a call to action, you know? Like, I saw that as like a call to action, being like,
what do I do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Literally, I was like, I need to do something, you know? But then like not knowing what to do.
Right.
Because nobody ever talked to me about sex. Like, my family never did.
And
like,
this is in Beijing?
This is, I think this was when I moved here because it was like Walmart catalog.
Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah. Duh.
I don't know if they have Walmart in, they must. I feel like Walmart's so big. They must have Walmart in China.
I hope.
Yeah.
If it's a good thing, I hope so.
I'm just going to say there is. But I think it could have happened anywhere. I just remember it so clearly. I think it was in Canada. Yeah. But that was my first awareness. And I guess like the first time anything happened was weirdly also like
at Walmart.
Not... imagine?
I mean, yeah.
All of my sexual experiences are at Walmart. But it was, again, a very not sexy place to have a sexual. It was like, I wore like really tight pants one day to math class.
What is this? What age range?
I don't know. I think it was like in grade 10.
Okay. Is that 15-ish or 16? I think
so. Maybe 14.
Okay. Okay. But teen.
Yeah. Like teen, like maybe like grade 9 or grade 10. And I was in math class. I remember like wearing really tight pants and then crossing my legs and then being like,
Oh.
What is that? You know? And then just being like, what the fuck? And then
you cross them the other way.
Yeah. And then I'm like crossing the other. Oh, yeah. That's.
You're like a grasshopper in the back of fucking math class. Like,
I'm in the front row. I was a very nerdy kid. And I was in the front, in front of the teacher. And I was just
jerking
off.
Yeah,
I was like literally just like with my type. And I was like, oh. And yeah, that was I guess like,
that's so funny. The second question I had was, when did you discover your body? And that's kind of the answer.
Yeah.
But like going back to why you were so tantalized with the magazine, what was sex with your family like? what was the discussion of sex in like your household? Like did anyone talk about it?
Non-existent.
Wow.
Like not even a shred
of like
not even
intimacy,
like,
or like
no, like I never even like
you're like, this just makes sense.
Like we you know how like sometimes when you're a kid you watch movies with your family and then there's like a sex scene
and you're just like
yeah, it's just like, oh, that's weird. But then like we never even had that. We watched like sexless shows, so like and movies, so it was all just like, it was just such absence of it.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Wow.
And so nothing ever came up. They've never spoken about it until like I was going off to college and they were like, don't sleep with men. And I was like,
oh,
okay.
I hear a loophole. Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I know. Okay. Hey, the Walmart girls.
Walmart,
off,
you.
Yeah, not off the table.
So sex was non-existent in a discussion way. What about like homosexuality or bisexuality? Was it a negative thing?
It was negative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was because my grandparents, like I was raised by my grandparents and they're like from China. They were like lived in China for 60 years under like the Communist Party, wow. You know, like, so it was like, they're just completely, I don't want to say brainwashed, but like, you know, a word that is adjacent to that, because I feel like I don't know. They're probably brainwashed, but like,
what's
you
it
know.
Called when indoctrinated?
Yeah, that's a nicer way to say it. Yeah, okay. Indoctrinated. I love that.
This is kind of the blind leading the blind. but yeah, no, I feel you.
I'm going to start using that a lot.
Okay.
Thank you. But they just were, I think there was like a pride parade on TV one time. I remember this because I remember just they were like just like commenting on it in a negative way, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, I just kind of, that just like stuck in my, that was my first memory of like them, first and only memory of them
being negative,
being or just like commenting on queer,
like gross,
yeah, like LGBT,
was
yeah.
It like devil cell hell Satan stuff, or was it just like
no they just, it was like, it was like very casual.
I'm trying to get you to drag your grandparents.
I know, right? No, I'm trying to like, because it wasn't like hate. It was more like, it was more like they
kind of like
just
felt
like they didn't understand what they were not liking.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure,
like,
sure, sure,
like
sure.
Lack
sure.
of understanding, but then knowing that they should like shit on it.
Yeah.
You know? And then so they just like commented on it because no one was saying anything while we were watching TV. So then I think they were just like, oh, like why? You know, or like what?
Honestly, know? I had the same question. You go to one too many prides and you're like, this is not what our elders had in mind for this at all.
Why are we all here?
Yeah. Everyone's nipples are out, like most people are on drugs, like
that's so funny.
Okay, so then around grade 10, that's like when you discovered that you had like something going on in downstairs in your body.
like feeling.
Yeah.
Like just, yeah. And
did you have friends that like talked about sex or like?
No, okay. All we did was just talk about our periods. I just thought like being a woman was only just like you get your period and then that's it. You know, I didn't know like girls. I had such a sexless existence in high school because I went to like a very nerdy high school too. No one was having sex.
Absolutely. In Vancouver?
Yeah, in Vancouver. Like it was an all Asian high school. Our thing was like math and volleyball.
Oh.
And yeah, yeah. And it was like a very immigrant high school neighborhood.
I feel so ignorant in that I didn't know that there were like all Asian high schools.
It wasn't by design. They didn't want that. Yeah.
Oh,
it, the principal's like, what are we gonna do?
What are we? God,
they're like, fuck.
We gotta Photoshop a Mexican kid into this brochure.
Yeah, nobody wants to come here. They think it's all Asian high school. We're not trying to have that image. We had five white kids and like two black kids and yeah, that's it.
But it was a good school.
It was a good school. I wanted more diversity for sure.
Sure.
It felt just so like one perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was bored.
Wow. I was gonna say like I went to public school and it was very like melting pot, like hearing the craziest rumors about a sex thing happening at a party and like someone sucked Janet's nipples in the custodian's office. Like, what? And as a gay kid, I was like, why would he ever do that?
You're like, ugh.
Yeah, that's yucky. Not fun. Yeah. Okay, so then you were in math class when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Did that like set you on like any sort of like search for more answers? Okay.
It kind of lit a fire. I was like just masturbating throughout my entire, after that, just like all of high school, I was just like masturbating, shoplifting, doing all the devils.
Wait, you went from like nerdy kid to like bad girl?
I'm still, kind of. I started hanging out with Vietnamese kids. Like,
I thought you were about to say Vin Diesel.
I found Vin Diesel. I started hanging out with him.
Wait. So you said you started hanging out with Vietnamese kids.
Yeah.
And that's what led you to...
So Vietnamese kids in Vancouver are like the gangster kids, basically. And I was like hanging out with the gangster Vietnamese kids. The Chinese kids are the good kids in Vancouver. I mean, there are Chinese gangs too. But like the Viet kids were affiliated with gangs. But there were Chinese gangs, but not so much like in high school. Like the high school gang people were all... Vietnamese.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
That's okay. So you were like a gang like side chick?
Kind of. Not really. I just hung around my friends who were like girlfriends of I had no relationship. Like nobody wanted me. I think I like just gave off this like weird masturbating math class kind of vibe. you know where like guys didn't want, like,
she's not ready,
and I was like too silly. I think I like joked around too much. I was like always really jokey and like guys were always like, what the fuck? Like,
so you've always been funny?
Yeah, I think so. Like I peed my pants a lot in high school because of like laughing. Yeah. But yeah, I've always just been like really silly. And then there were, and like I was just like closeted bisexual. Yes. So I was hanging out with girls a lot and I was like in love with so many of my friends, and I would get like super weird around that too. So I had this like closeted energy that made me kind of just like not dateable.
Sure.
You know?
You weren't like your authentic self. So
no, there were demons. Yeah.
That's so... First of all, I'm an aspiring bisexual, just to get that out there, because I think it sounds really like liberating.
I love
to, like,
that.
But I'm not there yet.
Okay. You'll get there.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll send you a few Walmart catalogs.
Thank you.
get the ball rolling.
Oh, Walmart. And definitely one of my sexual things was the male underwear
really?
Things. Yeah, because it's like, usually kind of like dads in like briefs on like the package, like very Fruit of the Loom vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like just like something about underwear. It's like, yeah, you see the outlines of everything, but then you don't see everything. And it's like, I don't know. I appreciate, you know.
Some illusion.
Yeah.
I like a veiled boner picture as opposed to a...
Oh my God, so aggressive.
It is pretty aggressive.
Right? I don't like the whole exposed. I want, don't send me that.
They rarely take a good picture.
No, they're so bad.
Crazy lighting.
Fluorescent
lighting. Weird stuff
lighting.
In the back. I'm like, are your pants around your ankles right now? Like, are you fucking on a toilet, dude? Yeah.
They're so bad at taking photos.
They really are.
So yeah, no, I want to keep the illusion of like, oh, you know what's going on. And like... penises and just like light. I don't know. I've never been attracted to like the male body even.
Yeah, wait, talk to me about the breakdown when you like see men and women, what like arouses you about both?
Yeah, I think, okay, so like when I was the Walmart catalog, yeah, I was like, that was my first sexual awakening,
yeah,
the female body. And that's always been the case until maybe I was like 18. And then I was like, oh yeah, no, I'm attracted to guys too. But then there was just never anything where I'm like, oh, I like that part about them, you know?
Sure.
I think it's more, I don't even know what, it's so different. It's
yeah.
just such a different beast, both of them.
Have you,
I don't know where to start.
Okay, well, actually, do you remember your first orgasm?
Yeah, in math class.
Wait, did you really come?
I think I did.
Wow.
Which was weird.
That's a good advertisement for those jeans.
I know. It was like, I think the Gap.
Okay, sponsored content coming in hot.
But it was, I think I did because it was just like, you know, what, like 15 years of not coming?
Right.
Like if you don't come for 15 years, it would be so easy to come.
I've talked to girls who have not had an orgasm still.
Forever. I know. You know, Irene too.
I think Allie Makovsky.
And Allie Makovsky. Yeah. Yeah.
That blows my mind. Can we do like a GoFundMe or something?
I know. I feel like I need to do something for them. You know,
like have a clipboard outside of a Whole Foods. Like,
yeah.
Did you know that there are women who have not had an orgasm? Like,
how?
Please sign this petition.
Like I was talking about it with Sophie, thinking like, honestly, how do you live without? Excuse me, not to sound harsh.
No.
Right, but like,
it's just like there's something that we. Did you ever see the movie Pleasantville?
No.
Okay, it's like Reese Witherspoon goes in any. Anyway, it's in black and white until people start kind of like having orgasms and then it starts to color in.
Ooh.
And it's very much like
I love that.
Right?
It's like kind of
an old movie, but Pleasantville. It's cute.
I'm going to watch
Paul Walker's in it. Did you ever have a crush on him from Fast and Furious?
Yes. Yeah. In Fast Five, he was
hot.
We both.
But yeah, it's like orgasms are kind of like this like they're still kind of magical, like even though I've had countless ones.
Every
like,
time.
Yeah, it's something very exciting. You're like, oh, I'm going to come.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a ritual thing where
you just
have to.
It's cathartic. It's like reset.
I honestly, I'm always aware how long it's been.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we all are.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, oh, it's been like 4 days since I've like come.
Exactly. And like, if it's been 4 days for me, I'm like, don't touch me. Like, nobody touch me. I'm so upset. And I'll be just like so rabidly just like horny. I'll be like it's the worst time because then I'll sleep with anyone at that point.
I was going to say, it's like going to the grocery store when you're hungry.
Yes,
you're like,
it is.
That'll do.
Yes, it is.
That'll do.
I've made plenty mistakes because of just not
needing it.
Or
like you just like need it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wait. Do you remember your first sexual experience with another person?
Yes. Oh, it was horrible though.
Oh.
Yeah. I think
like in a way you don't want to talk about?
Where I think it was I'm open to talk about it. I think it's just like first times are just not fun. Yeah,
they're clunky as hell.
Yeah. I just remember being like at his house and then just like not really sure what to do. And then it was like I was a virgin, but then he wasn't. right?
Age difference much?
Like 1 year.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And then, so he was kind of like, you know, guys, I don't know, guys get horny, especially like at that age when they're teens. So they were like kind of rushing into it.
They don't know either. Right? Like,
yeah, they don't know either. So then like he was kind of just like rushing. And I was like, I don't know what's going on, you know, but I was like trying to like go along with it as if I'm like cool and I'm not.
Did he know you were a virgin?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But then, you know, we were both kids and like we didn't know how to handle it really. And so I just remember being like, oh, thinking it's supposed to be this like big thing, like, oh, losing your virginity, but then it was just like over really quickly
because like, oh
yeah, and I was just like, oh okay, and I think I already broke my hymen from like macerating because I was such a little like a horny kid, like for real. And so it was like nothing really happened, and it was always like like there wasn't really bleeding, like, you know, it it was just like, oh okay, I've done this before with by myself.
Was any part of it arousing, or was it more just you were in your head and you were like,
yeah, I was completely in my head. I think I was just like watching, you know, and like,
oh my god, like an out of body experience.
Yeah. And I don't think any of it was arousing after that. I was like, maybe I just don't like men.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, I don't know, I seek the approval of men. It might be more that like all often I feel like the sex is never as good as
with a woman.
Like the sex with a, well, honestly, sometimes.
Yeah.
But the sex is never as good as like the pursuit of it with a man.
You're speaking my language.
Yeah.
It's like all about the,
yeah, the build up to it. Yeah. And then like once I get disappointed when we have sex, when like I have sex with a man, when we arrive at that point, I feel like that's when they get excited and that's when I lose
like,
interest.
You're like,
yeah. And I'm like, oh, it's never going to be as good as leading up to this.
Damn. I mean, you're right. It's also like something probably switches in their brains a little bit. Like once they have sex, they're like, oh, got it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then
maybe not all men. I'm going to get canceled for saying something like, that's not how the human brain works. But it's like,
no, but like it is still. Yeah. Because it's that like, oh, like, I don't know. Do you like me? Or like,
yeah, the electricity is like building.
Yeah, there's some chemistry. We don't know what it's like. And then we're just kind of like going with it. I don't know what.
And then like, are they a good kisser? Oh my God, they are a good kisser. But like, we're not doing that tonight. And it's like, oh my God, we're going to have sex. Yeah. And then.
But if it was up to me, like, I feel like, you know, men often rush me. But if it was up to me though, I think there should be a middle ground. But if it was because if it was up to me, we would never have sex. It would just be edging to the point of having sex because it's never as good as that.
Edging until he kills himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would just want to drive every man to kill himself.
I will say, I've become more of a, in the gay community now, it's called like a side gay or sides.
Okay, what does that mean?
Where it's like you do everything but like penetrative anal like sex.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
It's like mouths and hands. And like that, like, and like, so like I could live on like making out and grinding for a long time.
Yeah. That's me as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then it's like, maybe it's because I'm getting older. It's like having an orgasm by yourself is pretty fulfilling. Mm-hmm. So then like the mechanics of like coordinating an orgasm with someone else, it does start to put me in my head a little bit.
Me too.
Like, are you going to come? Like, do you want me to? Blah? But I guess with women, it's kind of nice because it's kind of like a, go until you're done.
I mean it never ends.
Yeah,
that's the part where I'm like, it's good until I'm like, I have to go. Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm like I don't know how to stop, you know. Where it's really nice, like because there's no rushing. It's like kind of just like really
enjoying your body.
Yeah, it's the opposite of having sex with a man. No one's trying to rush the no, but then it's almost like, okay, well, I'm sleepy now.
We need like Netflix to come in here and be like, do you want to watch the next episode? And you'd be like,
yeah,
let's save it for tomorrow night.
I know. How do we push a button to say like, hey, I'm going to leave in a not rude way. I don't want to be, I love you.
This is great. I lived your first day. Like, yeah. I love you, but.
Yeah. Like, I want to make you feel loved, but I want to go.
And.
Yeah. So,
okay. So this is fascinating. When do you remember first experience with a woman or another lady?
Yeah, yeah, I do. It was kind of crazy because like I was so repressed for so long. And like just falling in love with so many of my friends and yeah. like it was just such
being protective.
Yes. And they were all straight and like were so weirded out by me at any given point because I would get so intense sometimes and jealous. And
they didn't know you.
They didn't know, but like
it was kind of unspoken.
It was unspoken and they just were confused. They would just be confused as to why I get so jealous and intense and protective of them.
You're like, I care about you. Is that a crime?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just like, what? Like, we're just friends. I'm like,
we're more than friends.
I know. I'm like, we're best friends.
You lock the door.
Yeah. And so like, it's was always this like kind of really heavy experience for me. Until I started like working at a restaurant and like I was doing drugs and drinking a lot. And so like things, I was like casually hooking up with people a lot. And like we did a trip to
like other servers or bartenders or
yeah, like servers and people. And then yeah, people that worked at a restaurant. And then so I was like, you know, having kind of like a fun experimental phase. And we took like a trip to Whistler, which is this mountain yeah. In Canada. It's like a ski resort.
Is it in the middle of the country?
No, not really. It's like 2-hour drive from Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's like really close, but people go up there to like drink and snowboard sure. and ski. And we just went up there for just like a weekend. And then all my friends were kind of like hooking up with people. And I was like not feeling like, I didn't even want to find a guy. I was just kind of like, this is... I just wanted to be maybe alone. And then I found these like two girls that were really cool and I just stuck with them and we were like vibing and then we were like, you know, dancing and like having fun. I kept drinking and then they invited me back to their place. And yeah, that was.
So your first time with a woman with two?
Yeah. I know it was like, a little intense. But
stoked the whole time?
Yes, yes. Because it was finally like, something that wasn't this like heavy like intense like you know this like feeling session with myself
sure.
you know happening on the inside. It was just this like I don't know these two girls, you know, I don't like they, but they were like hot and one of them was a stripper and yeah I know, and the other one I don't know what she did but she had like tattoos that were yeah really cool. But yeah, like
were they a couple? Do you remember?
No, they were just friends. Wow. I think. Yeah, I think.
Wait, so was Whistler like spring break but make it winter?
That's a perfect summary of Whistler. I never thought about it like that, but people there are crazy.
Yeah.
It's because they're all Australian.
Oh, and is the drinking age 18?
It's 19 in BC. In British Columbia.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was, I think, 20.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you spend the night with these girls?
No. I left. I mean, it was after we smoked weed after. And then I just was like freaking out because I had to leave early. And my friends were texting me a lot. They were like,
Yeah.
I think it was like 5 a.m. And then.
What a curse time.
I know.
5 a.m. when you haven't gone to bed is like. Not good.
It's like it throws me off so much.
Your body's like evolutionarily speaking, this is very wrong,
right? And yeah, you feel that too. And then like, so I was just kind of like, oh, like thanks for having me here. Like it was such a like an awkward goodbye. Like I just shouldn't have said anything. You know, they didn't give a fuck. You know,
yeah, like,
they were like chatting, like you know. And then I just was like, thank you. Like just this awkward house guest.
Thank you.
Like, thank you. Shake hands.
Give him a business card.
And then I leave. I walk back to the resort that we were staying. And then my friends were, I think, up.
Oh wow!
And they were like, "Where were you?" And I was like, "Oh, I was hooking up." And I told them, and they were like, "Oh my god, we didn't know." Like so, I kind of came out to them that way because they didn't know because I was like hooking up with guys like
yeah.
at the restaurant. So they were like, "Oh, cool," and I was like, "Yeah." And then I just went to bed because I was so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so was that like a liberating moment?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no complaints about that night. Like truly it was like something I needed, I think.
Of course.
Yeah.
Or beyond that, telling your friends so casually.
Yeah.
That was like...
I like to do that, though. I like to tell people things that are really heavy casually. That might be my kink, I think.
That's so fucking evil.
I know, because I always love to be nonchalant about things.
Sure.
And then, but then like seeing them and being like, wait, you know, just like their face, just like, wait.
React, yeah.
Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. Do I look like I give a fuck? You know? And it's like, so I do that a lot. but yeah, I did that night.
Wow. Mm. Okay, so that was when you're 20. In 20. Like a restaurant community.
Yeah. Everyone's like doing drugs and open-minded.
I was a server bartender for years, and it is like a truly like party culture
It's so party culture, but I think I needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Didn't you feel like it got it out of your system?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. It's like I never want to have to work in service again, like ever.
No.
But I'm glad I did. Even if it's just to treat service industry people with like lots of kindness.
Yeah. Where were you?
In LA at the Cheesecake Factory.
Whoa.
I know. At the fun. Grove, which you haven't maybe experienced yet.
I love the Grove.
It's a nightmare. Like, oh. I go there, I'm like, it's like my PTSD place.
It's like Disneyland. It's very much like that.
But it's like tourists and families and like people who don't tip, and it's just like, it was a lot. But
how long were you there for?
I think like 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. It was like my first LA job, and I felt very safe and like...
That's good.
You know. It was keeping my head above water when I was a wee babe. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's when you're 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in Vancouver.
I'm in Vancouver, yes.
Okay.
And I worked there for 2 years, and then I got into stand-up.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And I left that job afterwards. Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah. Then with stand up, or like, I guess talk to me about like, that was your first time telling friends that you were bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And then was it just easier to like tell people moving forward?
No.
Oh, really?
I think it got harder.
Interesting.
For some reason. I think I became more guarded when I started doing stand up. Cause I don't know why. I think it was because I was entering a new community and I was proving myself, and I just wanted to, I don't know, be what everyone expects me to be.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think I just wanted to fit in and like, but also, I don't know. Like, it was this weird complex I had starting stand up, just wanting to be a certain way and meet everyone's expectations of me. So I never told, I didn't do jokes about
that. Like,
I actually did. I kept it under wraps for some reason, because I don't know what I was thinking, but
it's a very vulnerable thing to walk into.
Yeah.
And if you were still kind of maybe working it out for yourself, that's like a big thing to like work out in front of new people.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, that's what I felt, because I'm already trying to prove that I'm funny, like as an Asian woman. I was kind of like, I just felt like I was starting at a negative. I feel like nobody thought I could do anything, you know.
The fact that you look like a model doesn't factor in anywhere in this.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah.
But like, I just like kind of was shy about it until I was like, I was just getting no action, you know, from like...
From people?
From women. And I was feeling kind of like just the part of me that's queer didn't feel vindicated or like acknowledged and satisfied at all. And then I started doing jokes about being bisexual, and then that helped. But I mean, everyone in Vancouver is so like closed off. It was really hard dating in general.
Really?
In Vancouver. Yeah. Nobody talks to each other. Like everyone sticks to their own circles. Like
in comedy or in general?
In general.
Really?
In the city. Yeah. Like people talk about dating in Vancouver as like such a horrible experience, because like everyone's so closed off. Nobody goes out of their circles.
Isn't it like a foot traffic city? Like not walk around? They don't.
They don't. And if they walk
around. Cars?
People have cars, but like, if even though sometimes you see people walking around, nobody will like, if
interact.
You try to interact with someone, they'll look at you like, why are you talking to me?
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I know.
Vancouver is a beautiful city.
I know. I don't know why that's the culture, but that was the case. And it's like, I've talked to other friends who are bi, and like they were saying like, yeah, it's so hard to kind of be to date women here, you know?
Huh.
Yeah. So yeah, I struggled with that.
Wait, but. And then you just got to, are you dating now?
I'm single and I'm dating and I'm on the apps and I'm having fun. Oh my God, I'm having so much fun.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm just like hooking up.
Do you have a favorite app?
I'm on Raya, which
I was on it for like 6 months and I was like, I'm not engaging with anyone.
Yeah, people don't like to talk to each other, but I start it. I'm very aggressive on it because I'm aggressively single. Yeah.
Wait, okay, so this is great. Are you a relationship person or are you?
I was in the longest relationship. I was in a 5-year relationship.
In Vancouver?
Yeah.
Because when you find one, you got to like lock it down.
Yeah, but it was too long. I think it was like 2 years too long.
With a woman or a man?
With a man.
Oh.
And we kind of checked out towards the end and he was okay with me like hooking up with women. So that was good. But then I was so out of practice because of the, like such a long gap from it.
In your resume.
I know. What were you doing all these years? I was dating a man. But I was still doing, I wasn't doing that hot. But here, yeah, I should get on the other apps though.
Oh, are you just on Raya?
Yeah, because I'm just like feeling it out because I just moved here like a month ago.
Yeah.
I want to get on the other apps, but I'm like meeting people in real life too, like at parties and stuff, which those have been the best. Like Raya's not that good. I actually don't like Raya. Yeah.
I just realized people from Raya.
Yeah. And they're okay. Like I just never really on any app, I've never met anyone where I've like connected.
Oh, yeah.
With. Yeah. It's only ever I meet them in real life is when I'm like, those are the people I'm most excited about. You know?
First of all, you could talk to someone on an app, and this has happened to me several times, for 3 days. Great mm-hmm. back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then you meet them and you're like, oh, absolutely not.
Oh
like, absolutely not.
The whole vibe is off.
Completely off.
Yeah.
And you're like, how?
And
you know?
I know exactly what you're talking about. And it frustrates me so much because it's like, I wasted like 3 days chatting with this person online.
And getting kind of excited.
Getting our hopes up, right? Like, I hate the getting hopes up part and then meeting them and just like face dropping, like making sure it's not dropping enough that's like I'm insulting them, but like fully so disappointed.
Yeah, you're like, I have to be here 45 minutes at least.
At least for a drink or a meal, like, right? It's like, oh, fuck. Like,
when you know
I'm not going to have a good time because it's just not clicking. I don't know. Like,
but meeting someone in person.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
First of all, you're probably in a friend situation where like they've been vetted a little bit.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, like, tell me more about like Ryan or Kim or whatever. Yeah.
And there's not that expectation. I think the expectation of the apps is like also ruins it where you're like, oh, you're meeting on the pretense of like you're on a
date. I'm looking for something.
Yeah. And like, and so they expect things like, oh, like maybe I'll touch your shoulder or like hold your hand. And
what does she want?
Yeah. Exactly that. But like, it's just this, I don't like that expectation. Whereas like when you meet someone in real life, it's like, oh, like maybe we're just friends. Like, what's this vibe here? You're like, it's so much more to figure out and navigate. It's just like way more fun.
Have you ever had someone like slide into the DMs after a show?
Yes.
That's exciting.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. Especially when I perform at like a gay bar.
Yeah.
Like maybe like one out of like four times, like a guy will be like, he'll reference something I said in my set. And I'm like, hey.
Has I ever like flowered into anything?
Oh yeah.
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 Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
For me it's never. Oh. Actually no, once.
Okay.
Yeah, once in New York. Yeah.
There's like I've heard a lot of my female comedian friends say it's much harder for women in comedy to hook up.
Yeah.
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 Versus men.
All the guys that would message horrific.
Yeah.
All of the guys are horrific.
Yeah.
The girls are really sweet. Mm-hmm. When I do my queer jokes, I love the DMs that I get from women. Like, they're so cute. Like, they're not even aggressive ever. They're just cute. They're like, oh, can I take you on a date? Or like, can I, like,
you're
I
like,
just.
No. Yeah. I'm but like, thank you.
I know. I think this is a very sweet thing. Yeah. But the girls that approach at shows, they're down. Like, they're, because the DM girls are shy,
yeah,
right?
But the
approachers,
girls,
oh my God, they're like, they're, you know, they're fuckers. Like, they're, I don't know, that's not a term, but you know, like,
no,
people say like chuckle fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are chuckle fuckers. Like, they're, but the, but for the girls, which is nice. Like, it's like, I want that too, you know, like, yeah, you know, girls should get that as well.
There is nothing, and this is like about meeting in real life too. There's nothing to me more like sexy than a guy walking up to me and like introducing himself and like giving me a little like sweet compliment of some sort. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Just like, I don't know.
Like the confidence of
yes,
it.
Yes.
Like
hey,
the forwardness of it.
I
right?
love your set. Like, yeah. Can I buy you a drink? Who knew we'd get back there to
I love
like
that.
Like the 70s where people are like buying each other drinks and stuff.
It's so much better than like swiping and like and then messaging,
sussing out,
and like just the assumption like just because I swiped on you doesn't mean I like you. Like it's a reset. Like we're meeting as
down.
Friends, you know. But yeah, no. But the organicness of like oh, coming up to you, giving you a compliment. Oh my God, getting a compliment in real life.
It's nice.
It's so much better than anything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, talking beyond that and, oh, yeah, yeah. I miss
the real
life.
And then, like, you're talking, and then it's like, do you want to go, like, outside so we can, like, hear each other? And then, like, maybe when you're going outside, they, like, put their hand on your lower back, like, to kind of guide you out.
Oh, my God. The touch, the initial touch, the first touch is, like, everything.
Sometimes, like, on the date, it's, like, going to see a movie and your legs touch,
yeah,
and then you
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
you don't move yours.
Oh my God,
they don't move.
The not moving is
yes.
like the affirmation of
yes.
like I'm into you.
I'm doing this
yeah,
on
yeah,
purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a type when it comes to the people you?
Yes, 100%. For women, I like more femme type.
Do you identify as femme type?
I think I do. Yeah, I'm pretty because it's hard because the fact that I have to say that I'm queer in order to get any attention, like that's pretty. Yeah.
You're straight passing.
Yeah, I'm definitely straight passing.
I don't know if that's even like a saying or like a.
Yeah. Yeah. And but I'm also into like femme and it's hard to find that, I think, in Vancouver. In New York, oh my God, there are so many femme queer girls.
New York?
I love New York.
I'm going to say something controversial. Mm. The people are hotter in New York.
Oh my God, that is so controversial.
It is.
What you just said.
This is the thing. Yes, there's a lot of hot people here in a concentrated area, but in New York,
yeah.
they're like scattered amongst.
Yeah.
And it's like a banker and
yeah.
like an environmental lawyer and
yeah.
like a delivery guy mm-hmm. who are all like three of the hottest people I've ever seen. And
okay.
they're not, they don't have headshots.
Yes, yes.
So
and
like,
that's actually hotter.
It is hotter.
Yeah. But also, I think, this is what I think about LA, New York. I've been here a month. but I feel like the people in LA are hot, but they're not sexy, you know?
Totally agree.
That's been my observation. But like the people in New York are kind of like grimier, but they're
sexier.
Yeah.
The people in New York have like been vetted by the cruelest
yeah.
circumstances around.
Uh-huh.
LA, it's like, it's you're so right. You can like pamper and pluck and tuck and
yeah.
shine
they're
and
so
butt.
Perfect.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, they're hot.
Yeah.
But like, you're right. They're like, that dude or that girl's sexy.
Yeah. Like, they're not sexual. They're not like oozing sexual energy in LA. I just feel like, oh, they're perfect. Like they look
kind
perfect.
Of, it's when I see a guy in LA that's really manicured, I'm like, it kind of makes me exhausted.
Because yes.
I'm like, oh, you're like put together to like the T.
Yeah.
In New York, it's like, you know, she's tatted. She's yeah. wearing like a wife beater and like
her hair is kind of messy.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe yeah. she's skateboarding. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a layer of sweat on her and it's like, yeah, but she's like sexual.
Yes.
You know, like she
and
fucks.
She's not even probably leading with the fact that she's attractive. Whereas no. here people are kind of like, like, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm at the bar in Santa Monica.
Yes.
Like I'm
presenting.
Yeah. Like peacocking.
Yeah.
You know, but not having sex.
Not having sex.
I look at them. I'm like, they've never had sex. You know, I don't believe that they did.
I don't think you've had sex.
No.
Or it's like that classic. It's that classic thing of like, they are not as good in bed. Like a yeah. 10 is not as good in bed as a 4.5. I guarantee yes. it. I
yeah.
guarantee it.
Because they're not going to work.
No.
They're like, here I am.
Yeah.
Like very just like, yes, mm-hmm. presenting. I'm like, I'm here. This is enough. Already a lot of work for me.
I've kissed like hot guys at Coachella or whatever. Like hotter. And I'm like, you can't. You're bad at kissing.
I know.
You're bad at kissing. Like how are you 30? And you are bad, and you're hot.
Yeah,
and you're bad at kissing.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
People don't correct them. I don't think.
Right, because they're just so hot.
Yeah.
So then they're just like, do whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good yeah, and that sucks. I hate that.
I do too.
Because like, what a waste. What
yes.
a waste. Like you're so hot.
Or it's like when a hot person's mean. I'm like, if you were nice, I would give you everything
yeah.
in my pockets. I would sign, you know, my house over to you.
I know. The world would give you everything.
Yes.
You could be the king or
yes.
queen of the world.
You could have anything.
Yeah.
But you're a little bitch.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the most sexless way possible.
Yeah. No, there's people like that. Yeah. Hot people.
Hot people. They got
to
go.
I'm getting exposed to them here. And they're not what they claim to be.
Okay, the very last thing on the podcast is, what is a piece of advice you'd give to little Andrea before she began her sexual journey?
Oh my God. Use protection.
Mm.
And
like a knife or a gun?
Yeah, yeah. You always bring a knife. Always have a knife on you.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't cut you off when you're like giving like sentimental advice.
I mean, I've never had like anything horrible happened to me, but just the anxiety of it afterwards, where I'm just like, I wish I used protection. Oh. And then like getting tested and then having that relief on the page, but then in between that yeah. I'm like so anxious the whole time.
Everything's wrong. I'm
right?
dying. Yeah,
exactly. Like reading into so many things, like, oh, my stomach hurts, that's
HIV.
That's syphilis.
Oh yeah, my God, it's an HIV. That was my thing though. Sneeze and you're like, I have HIV.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
So then it's like, so to quell that, but also just like, don't be so people pleasing. Just get what you want. Just be more selfish in sex. Cause I was always kind of trying to please the other person, but it's like, there's a level of that for sure. But mm-hmm. I think just like often I would just like forget about myself completely. And that's stupid.
Yeah.
Because it's not fun.
No.
You got to get what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take care of you. It's that self-love thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really thinking everything boils down to self-love.
Yes.
Everything.
I know.
Like if you're not obsessed with yourself and like love yourself so much, you're going to give away your energy. You're going to give away your time, your body, your,
yes.
you know, everything.
And you'll be so exhausted afterwards.
Yeah, that you don't.
And so resentful of the world. Yeah. And that's not a good place to be.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I'm only learning about like self-love this year, which is late.
Hey, some people will go to the grave not knowing about it.
And that's sad.
Or go to the grave like not loving themselves.
I know,
like,
that's so sad.
Being aware that it's a thing and like not
I hate
doing
that.
It.
Yeah.
It's that whole thing. It's like I have a friend who kind of like speaks negatively about herself often.
Mm.
And I'm like, would you say what you just said about yourself to me, like about me, like,
and they wouldn't.
No, she's
not.
Like, never.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you need to like start running that filter through for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, right? Like being hard, like that's been trending. I think like not being hard on yourself because you're being hard on yourself as a child too.
Mm-hmm.
Like remembering that, like you're still
you're trying your
best. Inner child.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying your best, and like, yeah, that's been something I've been learning and I think it's going well. Yeah.
it seems like it's going great.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Where can people find you?
Oh, at Andrea Jin on Instagram, at Andrea Jin 1 on TikTok.
Hot. You have a ton of TikTok followers, don't you?
I like TikTok. TikTok's been nice to me, but yeah.
Every time a clip pops up in my For You, that's yours, it has like 200,000 likes.
Thank you. Thank you for
that's just a fact. It's not a compliment.
I don't know how to take facts. I turn it into a compliment. But yeah, no, it's been great, but. Yeah, I couldn't solidify Andrea Jin, so it's Andrea Jin 1.
That's kind of cooler.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Thank you. It is cooler. I'm going to own that.
It is.
And
did you look up who has Andrea Jin?
I didn't. I should. I should report her. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because my account has like high following and views. So then I think that would weigh heavy the reporting. So okay, I'll go report.
Absolutely.
Her.
Yeah. This person is pretending to be me. It's like an 8-year-old girl with like just like videos of her and her ducks and stuff. And you're like, she's out to get me.
Yeah, sorry. She's a predator.
She is fucking those ducks. Yeah. I sometimes if you message the account, they'll just give it to you.
Oh,
I did that one time.
Okay, maybe
and they were like,
that.
Oh yeah, sorry, I haven't used this in forever.
Yeah, take often it. They just never use it. I like know. That's like on Twitter too. But cool. Yeah, just follow me online.
And then anything you want to plug? Your late night set's gonna be.
I'll be on Corden on Monday. Is it coming out?
Does it come out at night?
Yeah, at Monday on Monday. Like I think 10 p.m. or something.
This will come out Friday after. Cool. Yeah. So it'll be online.
It'll
so
be
look
on
it
YouTube.
Up.
Please watch it.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's very, very exciting.
It'll be fun.
Yay. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.